Hi, this is the dictation for Seema J. Palmer, SEEMAJPALMAMER. Seema J. Palmer. The patient Seema J. Palmer is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 8/2/2023. She was T-bone on the driver's side while she was traveling as a front seat passenger. In a SUV Equinox Chevy. Impact caused her severe headaches to the front and the left temple, associated with nausea, dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, fearful of the event, nausea, spots in the vision, blurred in the vision. In addition, patients start having severe symptoms of pain in the middle and the lower back, especially associated with radiation to the left buttock and left posterior thigh to the up to the knee, with motor weakness of the left leg, as well as severe pain and spasm of the paraspinal muscle from L1 to L5, and with several trigger points. Severe pain in the left lower chest was also reported. She was unable to walk and carry out the ADLs, and the pain was extreme. Patient was initially seen on 8/7/2023, 5 days after the accident. She was provided with Norco 7.5 milligram for pain relief. And she was provided with naproxen, Alavil, Flexeril, Lidocaine gel 5%, as well as Nurontane and Furosets for headaches. The patient returned on 9/8/2023 and was ordered to have a MRI of the lumbar spine. And a neuropsych evaluation was also ordered to help with the identification of TBI, as well as the chest X-ray and left rib X-ray and left hip X-rays were ordered. Provided with a rollator walker, cane, quad cane, back brace, and a cold compresses, as well as a compounding cream along with naltrexone. The MRI for lumbar spine and cervical and thoracic spines were ordered. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. The date of visit is 9/25/2023. Patient reports that she is slightly 20% better among all the symptoms, including the headaches and the lower back pain. The patient has pain in the head is around 8L, including the front and the left temple. And lower back pain is 9, with radiation to the left leg, left posterior part of the buttock, weakness of the leg. Overall pain level is 9, ADLs are affected 9. 40% relief patient reports that she has improved because of the treatments. She is undergoing physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, as well as medications. Rest. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for system review, for additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. The patient feels tired, exhausted, weak, and difficulty in walking, along with persistent dizziness and headaches. They also report some pain in the left shoulder with difficult time lifting the arm beyond 140 degrees. And the physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 96/71, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 100, And the rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 9/8/2023, dictation number 0908-041. Please make sure that there is a left shoulder examination is included into this visit, as well as the previous visit, dictation number 0908-041, and also in the new patient visit 0820-029. Initially, she was not complaining too much of a left shoulder pain, but later on she has started complaining of pain. Pain level is 8 in the shoulder, and she had some difficult time lifting this. So this finding I'm going to dictate follows through with all the previous exam as also for Simhaji Palmi. So in the examination of the left shoulder, the inspection reveals that the shoulder is appearing normal without any dislocation or any contusion or any other finding. On palpation, there are no tender spots. Range of motion of the shoulder is 140 degrees maximum without pain, after which there is severe pain. In the special test, Hawken candidate test was found positive in the left shoulder. MTB 10 test and near test and speed test are found positive. Anterior apprehension, posterior apprehension is also positive. There is a motor weakness of 4/5 in the right arm due to this issue. However, distally, there is no issue with the carpotunnel compression testing. Phalen sign, pinion sign are normal. The grip is normal. And the peripheral vasculature is normal. The flexes are normal. Please add this finding to the visit of 9/9/2023 for the shoulder, as well as to the 9/8/2023 and the first visit of 8/7/2023. In the diagnosis, please mention that there is a finding of M25.511 right shoulder pain, as well as M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, and S43.4322 in addition. Thank you.